What's up, 5 Minute Fatherhood listeners? Have you guys seen that Family Teams Weekend Live is officially open? You can register, you can claim your spot. A 2-day event, Cincinnati, Ohio, October 18th and 19th this year. We're gonna pack 250 couples in a Memorial Hall historic theater downtown, where we're gonna lean in, roll up our sleeves, and have a workshop about building a multi-generational family team on mission. You're going to get practical tips. You're going to get practical tools. You're going to leave with a family blueprint and manual. And officially, you're also going to be not alone and realize there's other people who want to do the same thing as you. We want you guys there. It's selling out fast. So make sure to go to familyteams.com/weekend to register and claim your spot. And there's also a special little discount code if you're part of our Facebook group, which you can find a link to that in the info section on audio or the info section on the YouTube channel. So again, familyteams.com/weekend. It's selling out fast. Claim your spot. We'd love to see you there.
One way I think about this a lot is like in baseball, you're sort of like starting from home plate and you're looking at families that are starting from third base.
Hey guys, welcome to the 5 Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here, another episode of 5 Minute Fatherhood. We have a little more serious topic for today, but one that's really, really important, and one that I would say actually we get asked more than almost anything at some level, and that's, what do you do when you run into the collision of generational sin? This is a phrase we toss out a lot, especially in the Christian tradition. I'm interested to hear how kind of Jeremy defines it and what he says. But in general, no, you're not alone with this question. We get this a lot. We've wrestled through this a lot on basically, what do you do when your family legacy and impact is not only affecting you, but is in you? It actually is a part of you that you yourself are living out, and you're seeing it starting to have ramifications on your own family, your marriage, and yourself. So yeah, Jeremy, how would you kind of talk about this one?
Yeah, I want to speak specifically to those of you who come from a very broken background. When you look upstream in your family line, there's not a lot there that that you're hoping to continue or to pass down, because there was just so much devastation, so much brokenness. And a couple of things I really want to encourage you guys with. Number one is be very careful, absolutely never to compare your family currently with families who have been really following the Lord with faithfulness for generations, because you're really in a different, you're on a different project. You're trying to rescue or redeem your family line, and the Father loves your family, and the Father wants you to rescue that family line. But you're starting, and one way I think about this a lot is like in baseball, you're sort of like starting from home plate, and you're looking at families that are starting from third base, right? Yeah. And you're like, why am I feeling so like behind everyone else? And you guys, it took probably generations for that brokenness to sort of accumulate. It's probably going to take some generations to come fully out of it. Now, in the gospel, there are so many resources for us to overcome generational sin rapidly. But at the same time, when you play any kind of comparison game, and I think this is why this is one of the Ten Commandments, do not envy what another family has. Do not envy their house. Do not envy their culture. Be inspired by their culture. Be inspired by what you see other families do. But realize that you're in a family line, and you're going to, in your generation, pull up, take where you started and level up from there. And that when you compare to your family where it started, not from where another family started, because they could be really experiencing the blessing that came from many generations. You know, this is straight out of Exodus 34. One of the things that God said to Moses about his ways is that the way the world works, really, is that God lavishes just blessings on 1,000 generations of those who love him. But there is this curse that happens on 3 to 4 generations of those who really are his enemies. Now, in the gospel, Jesus overcame the curse that is described in Exodus 34. But the effects of that, the way the world works, all of us know what happens to children when they grow up in homes that are deeply broken by things like alcoholism or abuse. It's very difficult to assume that that person is starting from the same place as somebody who's coming from a family that's really leaning hard into God's ways in scripture. So just don't compare yourself to those people, and be encouraged, you guys, that you can really see enormous change in your generation, but give your family time to fully be restored and recover and redeemed from the sins of previous generations. And don't get discouraged, because we're all working on a multi-generational project to save our families. This is what God promised Abraham, is that all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. And so we want to see our family line come out of whatever. And praise God, if he's gotten a hold of you, and in your generation, you're going to pull your family back towards the Father. That is an incredible thing to do. And you need to be super encouraged and excited about what the journey you're on and your family's on and what you're accomplishing. But do not get discouraged by looking around at where other families are at. What you're doing is so important for the future of your family, for your children, for your grandchildren, for the generations.
Hey guys, we know it's really challenging to try to build your family team when all the tools you've grown up with or seen essentially are aimed at only helping develop family members as a collection of individuals. That's why we launched familyteams.com, where you can find all the tools we've developed with tons of resources at different price points, free courses, videos, writings, etc., that help you build up and transform you and your family into a multi-generational team on mission. Check out all the resources we have over at familyteams.com.